That last part of the story that you guys told so well, it's one of my favorite parts of the story. You know that part when this whole army of angels appears and they light up the sky and they declare glory to God in the highest, peace on earth among all those with whom he's pleased. They're declaring praise to God because Jesus was born. Jesus being born is a big deal, isn't it? It's worth angels appearing in the sky and proclaiming praise to God. It's a big deal, and one of the reasons I want to really point out why it's a big deal, among the many reasons, is something that happened earlier in the story that we heard tonight. Maybe you remember this part, when the angel appears to Joseph. Remember that part? And you remember what the angel says to Joseph? He says this: "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what's happened is from the Holy Spirit." And then the Bible tells us this, that all that was happening to Mary that night, that occasion, all that happened to Mary and all that eventually came about, all of it took place in line with a prophecy from Isaiah. And the prophecy said this: "The virgin will be pregnant and give birth to a son, and he will be Emmanuel," which means God with us. You know, those of you who've been with us on Sunday mornings at Roosevelt, we've been looking at different descriptions of Jesus. You might call them nicknames the Bible gives about Jesus that tell us about who he is. So things like Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We have one last one for us to think about tonight, and it helps us appreciate why this is such a big deal. Why the angels said it was a big deal, all that happened, one of the reasons why it's so significant that Jesus was born, and it was this name that's given to Jesus, this nickname, that Jesus is Emmanuel, that he is God with us. So think about that. Jesus is God. All right, so when you think of that name God, that word God, and all that comes to mind when you think of God, might and majesty and power, foreverness, all that, the Bible says Jesus is that. All that is in Jesus because all of that is Jesus. Jesus is God. But it also says that Jesus is God with. So notice what it says there. It's not God apart from us. It's not God away or distant, God sleeping, God distracted. It's God with, right alongside, caring, encouraging, watching over, doing good. He is right there, right alongside us. Jesus is God with, but here's what brings us all together. Jesus is God with us. God with us. What that means is that Jesus shows us that God is a personal God. You know that God, when you think of God, you should think of someone who wants to have a relationship with you, who wants to be connected to you, to share life with you. Jesus is God with us, and because God is with us in Jesus, it makes it possible for us to be with one another. Because of Jesus being God, it means it's possible for us to be with God and with one another in a way that lasts, to be connected with each other, to have relationship with each other in a way that continues and lasts forever. Jesus is the way in which we're connected to God and the way in which we're connected to one another. And let me tell you something. This is one of the reasons why I'm always drawn to the Christmas story. It's one of the reasons why I still believe in the truth of the Christmas story. And it's because, you know, it's that feeling I have inside of me that life isn't cold, meaningless, dark, purposeless. Like, you're just here randomly and then it's over. I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I think all of us have this natural feeling, this natural desire, and we're made for it, for connection, for relationship, for shared life, to be with others. And I think most of you here, I think all of you here, you share that same feeling. You're here tonight. You have that sense that on a night like Christmas Eve, it's better to be with other people on special nights like this, to be connected with other people. It's a natural desire that's been put in you for relationship, for connection, for shared life, that we like and want that feeling that you can only get when you're with other people. And even though we're only sharing life together for next 45 minutes, an hour or so that we've been here, even though that is just happening now, that feeling that you're going to get when we light the candles and you look around and you see all the different candles lit, that feeling is not from nowhere. It's that feeling for connection, for relationship, for being drawn together with one another. And I want to tell you that natural feeling that you have for shared life and connection and relationship, that feeling you can't help but have when you're with other people on special nights like tonight, that is the universe's highway sign to point you eventually to a place where you have connection and relationship and shared life in a way that lasts. That what God has naturally put within us is a way to point us eventually to have with him. And because we have it with him, we have it with one another, and it lasts forever. You know, it's important to say that because, I mean, as much as I enjoy Christmas Eve service, you know, we only do this once a year, right? We only do it once a year. It's temporary, isn't it? And in fact, even the relationships that you have, the people that you're closest to, you're most connected to, even those will eventually go away. There's going to come a time where you might even forget your friends, your family, your spouse. There's a time when all those things will end. And it's sad to think about that. Eventually, life comes to an end, and those things go away. They only last for this life. It's sad to know that day is coming. But I think it's sadder to think that that really is all there is, that that's it, that life is just that. You live, you're born naked, you die naked, and that's it. I think that's one of the saddest things to think, that maybe that's all you've got, that's all you have. Here's the thing. I think the Christmas story is an invitation to see and believe that there really is something more for us. I believe the Christmas story is an invitation to step into connection and relationship and life together in a way that's not temporary, but in a way that lasts forever. And to have connection and relationship with all the good things that should come in the best connections or relationships. To have connections and shared life full of joy and love and peace and goodness, all those things. The Christmas story is a reminder that those things are there for us because Jesus really is Emmanuel, God with us. You know, think about the difference between hanging out on the front lawn of someone's house versus hanging out inside the house. Now, I know some of you, you've got some amazing front lawns. Like, invite your boy, right? Because I would love to hang out there. You got the fire pit. You got games. You got all sorts of things. You got a great front lawn. But if we hung out over the course of a year and the only thing we ever did was hang out in the front lawn, that's not quite the full experience, is it? It's raining, or it's wet, or whatever it is, and we're like, nope, we're still in the front lawn. No, the fullest experience of being together is to eventually come into the home. It's not just the front lawn, it's more than that, isn't it? Life together is more than just living on our front lawn. It's also ultimately about a home together, isn't it? We are not meant, I really believe this, we're not meant to live life alone, and we're also not meant to think that our relationships and our community are temporary. They're the equivalent of just hanging out on the front lawn. We are invited to be with God inside the home. And the invitation, the doorway to be home with God is Jesus. Jesus is the way for us to be home with God in shared life with him. And because Jesus is God, it's a home with God that lasts. So I'm talking about love lasting. I'm talking about peace and joy lasting. I'm talking about all the best things that you can experience in a relationship and having that with God, and because it's with God, we have it with one another. That all those who join God in the home join together with one another, and they have life together, and it endures into eternity. See, I believe God is real, and that he's come to us in Jesus. And I don't think it's a mistake to believe that. I don't think it's a trick to believe that. I don't think I believe that just because I was raised in a certain family and put in a certain place. I've come to believe that because I think that is the fullest realization of what human life is about. Your natural desire for connection and relationship did not come out of nowhere. It came from a God who is whispering into your ear and saying, come closer, come further, come to me, and let me make it easy for you. Here's Jesus. I've come to be with you in and through Jesus. But that's my hope and prayer. My hope and prayer is that the Christmas story for you becomes not just a story that you see on TV, not just a story that you think about once a year. The Christmas story is a story that is true. It's at the very heart of your life, that the Christmas story is true and real to you because you realize in that story is the realization that we can have lasting relationship and connection with each other because Jesus is Emmanuel, because Jesus is God with us. Jesus has come, and he comes to say, find me and live with me and live with one another in my joy, in my love. That is what the universe is speaking into. And that's the invitation that I pray that you accept, that you receive, and that it makes a difference. It makes a difference in a way that, as I said, I already know will last.